Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. The Premier Soccer League is finally underway, nearly 3 months since the end of the 2023-24 season. As we speak, many leagues on the same calendar around the world are so advanced that we can even predict the next year's winner of the Ballon d'Or or which referee is going to walk away with the most disgraced official of the season. Here at home, we are yet to find out when Chippa United are going to fire their fourth coach. And yet, the noise is already deafening. Only 2 games into the season.
We are Real Madrid. Yeah, PSL is not in our level. We need Manchester City, Arsenal, Real Madrid, no! Inter Milan. No! Yeah. PSL is not on our level.
Such is the Football League. Even though it punches below its weight, something Minister Gayton McKenzie doesn't know how to do, our local football remains one of the biggest forms of entertainment and congregation for many South Africans. The PSL probably comes only second to the likes of Pastor Mboro in following and false prophecies. Yet, ignore the PSL at your own peril.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I ask myself how people even lived their lives before the PSL. Black South Africans have been subjected to all kinds of viruses since the dawn of time. This includes apartheid, state capture, TB Joshua, load shedding, and palapala. People tried all sorts of things to find happiness away from politics, corruption, and soap opera. And sometime in the last century, smart men introduced the Football League. Its iterations, or at least earlier iterations, were like flying experiments made up of many flops and crashes. But all that changed when supposed rivals Kaizer Motaung, founder and chairman of Kaizer Chiefs, and Evan Khoza, the boss of Orlando Pirates, and all of football, actually, conceived the Premier Soccer League and mounted the first successful legal challenge against the law of boredom. South Africa has never been the same, and never have Chiefs and Pirates. Unbeknown to Motaung and Khoza, they had created a monster they could not control. The PSL today can rightfully be called the Premier Sundowns League, after Mamelodi Sundowns, who have bought everything under the sun to make sure they dominate the league. They are yet to afford fan loyalty, though. And so, as the league is firmly underway, I thought I should bring my friend and brother, and a man who's no stranger to this podcast, Barimbatu Gorgeous BBK, as we all know him, Sunday Times sports editor and owner and presenter and podcaster of the podcast, BBK Unplugged, to help us look at what we can expect from PSL 2024-25. Matala. I can't believe you have a voice. You know, I saw pictures at that festival.
And yeah.
I thought you were going to come here completely hoarse.
I think those things that are amber colored.
Yeah.
Those nectars.
Yes.
Were wonderful for my voice. I think Miss Chilscott's voice was also audible enough. And my two left feet did the magic on the dance floor.
I'm so happy to see you here. It's been a while.
I know, Madala. I'm happy to see you. Happy person.
I'm a happy person indeed.
Indeed. And that league, the PSL, I once wrote also in that column in the Sunday Times that it's also the Pretoria Soccer League. Because there was a time when it was just
Sundowns and SuperSport United.
Before that, it was SuperSport United.
Yeah.
Peter Mosimane had something to do with
it.
So it could also be called Peter Soccer League.
Right. Bumped into him the other day, by the way, at the gym, and he was telling me the things he's working on. I can't wait to see.
I hope they will be read in the Sunday Times before anywhere else.
You always do get them. Let's confess.
We try.
You know how to get these things.
We try.
So the season is finally with us. Finally. What took us long, by the way? Why did we start late?
Because maybe there was inclement weather, and you know what happens with DSTV when the weather is not good, the satellite doesn't hold. So maybe they thought it's not holding on the sponsorship as well. So DSTV had to pull out. The men that you were talking about were looking around, shopping around, and they were betting on getting a sponsorship, and in the end, they did find Betway.
Yeah.
Betway is on board.
Strange, though, for a late sponsor to come in and they have more money. It's as if they were always waiting to come in.
They've been making inroads into the world of sport. They are big globally, as you would know. But here in the South African sporting landscape, you watch the Springboks play when they scrum.
Yeah.
Look up there on the thigh.
Yes.
What do you see? Betway on their trunks.
Yeah.
They are heavily involved with cricket. The SA domestic cricket is called the Betway T20 League. And they are, what's the word? They've got their fingers in every sporting pie.
Yes.
And I think belated entry into local football, because internationally they are everywhere. And we had to wait. Branding, Rams. Branding.
Yeah.
You've got
very important thing.
It's very important. Yeah. You know, I think also given the short space of time, they were able to come up with something that says, hey, we're here. But I don't think that it was the kind of bang they would have had they more.
Yes.
You know, so it's like SABC, this League of Ours. It's delayed live. It is live in TikTok, but it's playing.
Some of my best friends are down there. Auckland Park.
We love Auckland Park. We love Auckland Park.
So, but in fairness, though, at least something went on. There was the MTN 8 going on while we were waiting for.
And I think that was brilliant for them to do that because what I don't like at a personal level, we normally start the league with the first round of the quarterfinals of the MTN 8.
Yeah.
And then we stop that and then we play the league. And as we get excited and you say, finally, like you said, we stop again.
Yeah.
We have to go back to MTN. At least this time around, that is out of the way.
Yep.
Only waiting for the final. Pirates and Stellies next week in Durban. Moses Mabhida, the Wembley of South Africa. I see what you did. You know, so we've got it underway. Real AM and what? Cape Town City opening game for such a wait didn't give us the fireworks we wanted.
Yeah.
We thought that Cape Town City should actually have wrapped everything with a Royal AM. There is nothing so royal going with them at the moment. Transfer ban, a chairman who may or may not know football, but who does not look like a football player. And you wonder how John Matuga decides on having him down on the starting 11. Well, I know you've got a brain under that cap. You've got a good cap, by the way. I forgot to say.
You've been doing this for years. I had to learn from you.
So, poor John Matuga, you know, but I think at some stage, the powers that be between Mamkize and the chairman at Royal AM, they must decide, are we a football club or are we a circus? Anyway, 5 o'clock then, the opening week.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good match.
Well,
Kaizer Chiefs versus Marumo.
Right. Islands. I mean, that was the match of the season. I mean, after that match, the whole country changed.
They won the league.
They wanted
as Man City. Mm. They wanted Liverpool. They wanted to play everyone.
Everything came to a standstill, right? But you know, in fairness to them, I need to say this. Then I got to learn on that day that it was the first time since the 2019-2020 season that Chiefs won their opening game.
You see?
So this euphoria was justified.
You have to. And also, the Messiah that they waited for.
Yeah.
I remember on the Sunday Times we wrote, we spoke to Nabi.
Yeah.
And by the way, he spoke English with me, my friend.
I remember it.
He said, my friend, it's a matter of 58 hours, this thing will be finished. Lo and behold, the deal didn't come through. And then finally he's here. The Chiefs fans have been asking for him. They've delivered him. What I liked about that game, on a serious note, Chiefs, two youngsters. Mfundo Vilakazi scoring the winner, Mduduzi Shabalala with the equalizer.
Yeah.
Lovely lob, 18-19. This is what we need to happen. Mm-hmm. I hope that they would have been watching what was happening next door with Early Buhile Mufugeng. Because we have a problem. We have a sickness in this country of ours of saying, my son Katlego is 25. I can't be calling him a youngster. Well, in my eyes, even if he's 75, as long as I'm alive, he's going to be my youngster.
Yeah.
But in football speak, it is a misnomer to call a 25-year-old a youngster.
A youngster, they know.
When Mbappe won the World Cup, at what age, by the way? When Lamine Yamal just has been crowned a European champion, at what age?
When we mention the Yamals and the Mbappes, we are even being a historical. Pele, many years ago, he was 17 when he won his first World Cup.
I hope the youngsters in studio are listening, because now we're giving a masterclass, a history lesson.
Yes.
But exactly that. So we can't be doing this. The guy, number 10, Jesu, how old was he when he started for Pirates?
Right.
The owner of Kaizer Chiefs, Kaizer Chincha Koluva, how old was he when he made his debut for Pirates?
Yeah.
So we need to embrace and enjoy and encourage 16, 17-year-olds making it in the starting 11 of PSL teams as professional players.
Now that you've introduced the owner of Jomo Cosmos, and we're going to go back to the PSL, he's added some fun into the beginning of the league, right? Which also may just mean that maybe people should not start playing very early because they get demented when they're older. I mean, he's been causing a lot of controversy in his comparison with younger players of nowadays.
Jomo never compared himself to anyone. Jomo said, don't compare me. Maybe Jomo went far by saying ants and elephants.
And elephants,
I wouldn't have gone there. But Bafuetu, you've read, and I'm going to keep hammering home this point. Stop comparing. It's two different generations. Different sets of characters.
Eras are different. Generations are different.
I can never be the journalist that Rams Mabote is. Rams is not PBK.
Yeah.
I will never be Thomas Konaid. I will never be Doc Bigich.
Exactly.
We
Sileman.
Please, Bafuetu, please. Let's close it.
Nguzwila. So, what can we look forward to in this season? Other than Kaizer Chiefs winning the league.
For the second time. Yeah. They've already won it after the first game. I want a season where we are not doing the same old one-horse race.
Yeah.
It cannot go as far as this. Rams, teams work on cycles. Look at that funny-shaped ball thing. The Springboks, this is our time.
Yeah.
This is the, they are doing it now. It's going to come to an end. Let's enjoy it while it lasts.
Yes.
I'm not cursing whatever or casting aspersions to the people in Glorkop. But guys, we can't have a league finishing 30 matches. We are already match 26 and we know
and
the champion
done.
Is.
Yeah.
It can't
by a
be.
Mile.
It can be.
Yeah.
Pirates were, 17 season before.
Yeah.
Last season, 23. I spoke to Jose. I'm like, my friend, they called you a plumber. You must be a very good plumber because there are no pipes that are leaking. You've got four titles. Two MTN 8s, two Nedbank Cups in your first two seasons.
Yeah.
That's massive.
Yeah.
But Uma go to Brian. Eh? Twan.
A bridesmaid all the time.
Oh, you can't.
No.
You know, he says, I want to contribute to making this season exciting.
Yes.
The PSL needs more competition. I want to see whether we cannot be able to go over the line. And I said, once upon a time, wearing the tracksuits that you are wearing, there was a man, it was not Jose R, it was R.K.
K.
He wore a pink shirt.
Yeah.
Root Crawl won an MTN 8 like you.
Yeah.
Not two. He won a Nedbank Cup like you. Not two. He also finished second like you. Not twice. In his third year, he won the league.
Yeah. And lost in
another,
the finals. Also.
And another.
Yes.
So he won a treble.
Yeah.
He says, I would like to repeat the story. My friend, the story is beautiful. Good luck, Jose. I don't think Nabi is going to win the league, at least this season. I don't think Chiefs have got a striker. I think Nabi also knows
would
that.
Would they be competitive, though?
if Chiefs finish number four, they must celebrate on a serious, because that would have showed you something has happened.
Yeah.
They would have showed you that, yes, finally the football side of Chiefs is functioning, because commercially wise, if this thing was charged on that alone, Chiefs would have run out of cabinets to put their trophies. They've got that department nailed down. But I think Nabi still needs to look at what he has in his stall. Maybe he's still going to go and do something with January. Mm-hmm. He wanted people. He wanted the Namibian guy at AmaZulu. Yeah. He wanted Vele Bae from Spurs. He wanted a lot of players. Mm-hmm. They wanted Apolis from Polokwane City. Yeah. It didn't happen. Nabi's success at Yanga, back-to-back titles, trebles, was based on him getting the players that he wanted.
Yeah.
So let's see whether the Mtaungs are going to be able to give him that. Look at them competing, maybe saying that, we're going to give it a go for the league next season.
Would the departure of Pepino at Klerkop affect Sundowns this season?
So many theories have been bandied about. Evidence tells us Pizzo comes at Sundowns when Sundowns are in the ICU.
Yeah.
Comes in, gives them mouth-to-mouth, and then they finish, I think, what, 12th, if I'm not mistaken? Mm-hmm. Following season, what happened? The steamroller began.
Yeah.
8 years later, Champions League, five league titles, a Nedbank Cup, Telkom knockout. Pizzo never won the MTN 8.
Yeah, never won the MTN 8.
Right. Now it comes to Pepinho. Co-coach. We're going to give Mangoba the final say.
Yes.
But you and Rulani are co-coaches. Polokwane happens. Turbulence, what was it called? Saleng Day. 3-0, semi-final, MTN 8, the reshuffle.
Yeah.
That guy called Fleming back, the sporting director.
Yeah.
Does his thing, Rolani becomes the thing. Steve comes in as a senior coach, Mangoba is there. Good. Almost doesn't count. That season was great for Sundowns last season. Losing your last game, when you could have joined Arsenal,
yeah,
as an incredible,
yeah,
it was an incredible happen.
Yes.
I'm not
yes.
sure it is incredible happenings like in Boro, but it was incredible nonetheless.
Yes.
So Mangoba comes back. It was a shock in a way for Rulani to go. But if you cast your mind back, there were several post matches Rams where after winning, when you listened attentively to what Rulani was saying, guy was complaining. Guy was telling you something was happening behind the scenes. Mm. The guy was telling you that I'm headbutting with the sporting director and something had to give. This was power play. And in the end, the winner is back because Rulani had to go.
Yeah.
They love Rulani at Sundowns, talking about the Mutsipes, talking about the hierarchy 57. And all that. But those things, oh, you said the 57.
Couldn't help myself. Please,
you said
for
interrupting you. Mangoba, when he gets to be said to be the man in charge, it doesn't say Sundowns have appointed Mangoba as head coach. It said Mangoba is the technical head, is the head of the technical team. Between the lines, so Sundowns are still looking for a coach.
Yeah.
The next thing you
all
know,
the names are bandied about, right? We're hearing Benny, we're hearing
before
this,
even here. That, you see Forlosa. You know that Roman Falls guy.
Yeah,
the guy who's got the luckiest charm. He gets the job as the assistant coach. So you're thinking, okay, what's going on? In the Sunday Times, just on Sunday,
yeah,
we get told there was a meeting in Europe, Benny McCarthy with a bag. Benny is sitting now waiting to find out what Sundowns are going to say. I would say, Rob Moore, what's going on? He says, you have to discuss that with Sundowns.
But I call
this bag guy. Bag guy says, I don't respond to rumors. And we quoted him like that.
Yes, of course. That's a great response because as a journalist, you know what that means, right? Because if it's not true, then you say it's not true.
Thank you.
But in fairness, are there people like that, like Mangoba, who are destined to be the second person, to be the guy in the background, you know, who are never going to be the main man?
Lest we forget, he was the main man at Golden Arrows.
Yes.
Chalk and cheese in terms of resources compared to Sundowns. But history will remind us all the time that this MTN 8, that seems to be a challenge for Sundowns, was won by Manqoba in 2010 by the biggest score in the South African final. Mm-hmm. 6-1 against Ajax Cape Town. Kopi, Kweskama Minze. The game that started on Saturday and finished on Sunday. Because, before we even thought there was going to be a thing called load shedding, there was load shedding in that match. Yeah. But Manqoba Mngwetsi is a coach, in his own right, is a coach who knows his elbow from his shoulder. He's a coach who is not going to be on your face like a Pito. He's a coach who's not going to have that presence like a Rulani. He's reserved.
Yeah.
It is in his nature. He comes from the South Coast in KwaZulu. He's a Manqoba. Ngobi, he's a winner, but he's not a warrior that's going to say, hey, me, look at me. I think that if the Benny thing doesn't happen, Manqoba is got it in him to handle the pressure that is there. Sundowns has done it before. He knows exactly what the team wants. He knows exactly how the team plays. He is changing. In what I've noticed in terms of the patient build-up and all that, he wants the ball in the opponent's six box as soon as possible.
And it showed on Tuesday, right?
It did.
In a quick space of time.
And against Bulawayo City in the very first game in the MTN 8 quarterfinal.
Yeah.
In 15 minutes, they had six box entries. They hit the post twice and the goalkeeper made two saves. In that game alone, their goalkeeper became
man of the match. And therefore, then I have to ask you on that note, aren't they still the favorites?
They are. Discard Mamelodi Sundowns at your own peril.
Yeah.
They are the defending champions for seven times.
Seven seasons.
So when they say seven Pezulu, you know. How do you say they are not? Have they lost in terms of their talent, in terms of their squad? No, they've reinforced. There's Reyners there. He's already showing you what he's been showing us at Stellenbosch. Mm-hmm. He missed out by one goal to become top player in terms of the scoring charts to but he's a guy who's making his inroads into Bafana as well. They wanted Jaden Adams because they've got the spending power that never stops.
Yeah.
Two bids, 10 down. Stellenbosch are saying, hey, it's not going to happen.
Speaking of Stellenbosch, not a great start to the season, a great finish to last season, though. What are their prospects?
When you look at a graph, there are graphs that just go zoom, and then there are graphs that are steady.
Yeah,
Stellies have been steady since storming into the top flight.
Yes.
Normally, those teams do yo-yo.
Yes.
Remember Pretoria University, Amatax?
Yeah.
They've done that before. Yes. Jomo, the great team, have done that before.
A lot of times.
Maritzburg United, that kind of thing. Stellies have been able to stave off that tech. Stellies are one team, Rams, that has played semifinals of all competitions in the last couple of seasons. Stellies last season did win a cup competition.
A cup competition.
Curling knockout.
Yeah.
Stellies next weekend are playing
in the final.
In the final.
Yeah.
Stellies has been able to grow their own team.
By the way, in the final through Mamelodi Sundowns. They went past Mamelodi Sundowns to get there.
I think Mamelodi Sundowns gave them a card of honor to go meet Pirates.
Yeah.
Those two matches, yes, Sundowns played again. If you think Sundowns have got issues, Sundowns played a game of their lives in the second leg again. Who was the man of the match? It's the goalkeeper.
Exactly.
That tells you something about the team's attack. It was just a matter of goal. You know, in the olden days, they'll say, "And best night, let's Sonto Leonke." You are born. It was that kind of game. So I think Stellies are due something big. I like Steve. Steve Barker has got no airs or graces about him. Steve Barker wouldn't say, do you know who my uncle is? He's never done this.
Yes.
Steve Barker just comes in, rolls up his sleeve and does the work. And I think in how they are able to build up players, don't forget this Disky Challenge thing. Who has won them a couple of times? It is this same Stellies. Mm. The same Stellies take those players and play them. And then Chiefs comes. They take Quinica. They take Ashley Dupree.
Yeah.
They take the Pirates right now. They took Dino van Rooyen.
Dino, who is a stalwart now.
Sundowns have taken Ikram Reyners.
Yeah.
But they are still able to say, hey, Jaden, you are in Bafana now. Sundowns want you. We want the money. And by the way, White Monopoly Capital.
Those guys don't have
They've
money
got
problems.
Money, right?
Yes.
But they're like, we're going to keep you because there's still a small matter of Confederations Cup where we want to make it up, not just go and add up the numbers.
Yes.
They've already done that. They are going
through
the group stage.
Exactly. That's not a small thing.
That's not a small thing. Yeah. If you've been to the DRC, my friend, you know. You know, as those people who went to Lubumbashi against CP Mazembe.
Yeah.
Senzo Meio, rest in peace.
So if we forget about the guys at the top, like who've been there, like, you know, Sundowns, Pirates, Stellies, the guys who've always lacked up then, you know, Chiefs probably finishing top four. Who are in the middle, the promising new kids on the block who are going to set this season alight? I mean, I think I like how Polokwane City started this season, but who's going to be out there?
You know, when you talk teams that are showing, I like what Skukune did last season. Yeah, Skukune went about their business without any fanfare and stuff.
Yeah.
Until I think when they had issues with their coach, Lihle Nolosiem.
Yeah.
And then they went and fetched some guy from Europe, a guy that I've never heard of, not that I've heard about anyone who's in football, but the guy was fired before his team kicked first ball in anger because of having hanky-panky allegations then. And anyway,
that's
good riddance to good rugby. I mean, to bad rugby. Yeah. Should not have even looked there.
Yeah.
But there is a reunion, a happy ending between Skukune
and
Lihle Nolosiem. Yeah. Oh, good luck to them with that. They were able to release some players. I thought that Kamuelo Mukoch was one of their anchors. He's left now. He's with Cape Town's City. But what they do have around them, a guy like Ulinda Mdam, is a personality whose energy rubs off, you know, to a team. I've seen him in action. You see his videos and all that. You see how he's such a family man as well. Because that's another element we'd like to see more with our players. Less talks about things happening in taverns and escapades and more about I am a man, I'm a husband, I'm responsible for my kids. I do all these things, which is more like uploading a fish for swimming. But in our environment, when you see that, you want to see more and you hope that the younger ones are looking at them. So I hope the younger ones like your Mfundos, like your Shabalalas, now that they've got a coach, a proper coach who knows how to win.
Yeah.
And if you've been seeing the videos of Kaizer Chiefs training, be they running the comrades in the mountains of Turkey or Ping Peki at home at Naturena, and the videos that come through, and you compare them to what happened during Kevin's time, there they look like they were on holiday. Now they look like a proper team, football team.
Yeah.
You see the passion from the players. You hear the coaches. You see the setup, the football stuff that is there. You're thinking, but see, maybe these guys had 2-3 years delayed in terms of breaking through. As Samgelo Zwane, still a Chiefs.
Yeah.
I really think that there's a player there. He reminds me in his build and the way that he moves of Clarence Seedorf, the Dutchman.
Seedorf, my man.
And people that are on the walls in the corridors, they're telling me that Nabi calls him Seedorf. You never know. We could be seeing what we
and
see.
And the truth is, football in South Africa needs a strong Kaizer Chiefs.
Jokes aside, banter aside, a strong Chiefs, a strong Pirates, a strong Sundowns, a strong Stellies, and even stronger SuperSport United.
Yeah.
What does that do for the country? Over and above the PSL, there's a greater pool of players from which to select so that we don't have a crisis. If the Sundowns plane crashes, what do we do?
Mm.
So the more we have players playing at this level, and hopefully these teams also qualifying for your Champions League, qualifying for Confederations Cup, we are able to get players exposed. And the other great thing that happened, so many of our players going north. Pesitao is no longer known.
We never did this for many years, right? It was a strange thing for us.
We need that. Yeah. We need that. So, all in all, no one horse. Maybe Jose finally becoming third time lucky. Stellenbosch being there up until the last two games of the season. Can we just have joy in the country? And the joy also depends on the Chiefs fans being vibrant.
Of course, we can speak about what happens at the top. Who are likely to bomb out? Who are we going to bid farewell to at the end of this season?
There may be a right royal funeral at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I.e. relegation.
You reckon all this amazing showbiz and money and chairmanship and all those things won't save them?
Maybe being away and reflecting on whether we needed to come in here and have brown envelopes and flash money on the pitch and pay players. Maybe it will take, you know, some humbleness. It will give some, you know, humility to say, listen, we've had our time. We've learned our lessons. Yeah. When we come back, you know, we could come back even more. Because again, maybe they also missed the trick on the Celtic thing. The fan base, the people there in Bloemfontein. Mm-hmm. When you buy that status, could have been maybe build on something that you already have, which is what I think the guys who are there now.
The Marumo Gallants guys are probably, in my view, going to be the third followed team in the country soon.
And they've got green and white colors. So all those Celtic jerseys are never going to go away.
That's all they need. Seen,
they are active. They are doing drives. They are out there. They are meeting the people. They are meeting the community. Those people are going to embrace that team. And hopefully we're going to have a vibe every time we go to Bloem, like they've always given us.
And is there a chance of this new kids that got promoted staying?
Magis.
Yeah. Or Raguna Magis.
Baba, how many days now without load shedding? We're approaching 200 days yeah. now. Maybe load shedding will hit Magis.
I hope they stay. You know, I always feel that when a new kid comes in and they do well, it actually sends a message to those at the bottom leagues to say, we've got a chance.
It's possible indeed. What I would really love to see happen, number 16 PSL, number 15 PSL, automatic relegation.
Like this playoff thing
number
is,
one,
you know, why?
NFT,
why do we
two,
insist on this promo thing?
I'm going to play Adlala and Jena England.
Yeah,
our model, I'm going to space mainly from there. Even look at the logo, my friend, our poets.
Yeah, well, it was during the time of the
British Bulldog.
Bulldog,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with following good examples yes. and stuff. But I mean, really, you've got 30 games, right? 30 games to play, 15 at home, 15 away, to preserve your status yeah. as a PSL team.
No, please.
If there's one thing that really rubs me up the wrong way, it's 15, 16, bye-bye. 1-2, welcome. And let's see.
Before I say bye-bye to you, what is the one thing that you think we should look out for in the PSL that we may not be seeing through our naked eyes now?
An increased prize money for the winners with Betway, I think. And I'm praying that we have a proper trophy. A trophy has in there.
Yes.
I want in
there. Like the English, I mean, that's huge.
Champions League, in there, something yes. you can hold, something you can lift up, something you can even pour champagne in and ni passes who come and shine and Kabul and celebrate to win. I'd really love to see a trophy. Sponsors are great. They come in with all these innovations and all that. But a Premier League trophy, the Premier Soccer League trophy, you can call it whatever sponsor comes, but the Premier League trophy must remain the same until.
There is a reason I bring him once in a while, because if he did this more often, you won't ever enjoy other guests. VVK Unplugged, my brother, always wonderful having you here.
Let me go plug back on my desk.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the MySowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmavote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or facilitator at your next event. It is the only thing I can do better than satire and sarcasm. From me, Rams Mavote, good night. And God bless.